This is something that happened when I was a kid. I lived with my parents and my younger sister. At the time of this story, I was probably like 12 or 13, and the neighborhood that we lived in had a little bit more land. The backyards of all of the houses were kind of large, but the houses were still fairly close to each other. I knew a few of the neighbors, but didn't know any of them very well. There was one house sort of close to us that was next door to the west. Both our house and theirs had decks in the back, and the one next door was kind of small. I remember that I would go outside in the backyard a lot because I was a kid. I would practice playing sports back there and things like that. One time, I remember that I went outside, and I saw the woman who lived next door out on her deck. She was pretty far away and was kind of hard to see. It looked like she had binoculars and was looking right at me with them, though. And this seemed a little bit strange. I think it was just her and her husband who lived next door. They didn't seem to go outside much, and we rarely saw them. They also didn't seem to be very friendly. I know that every Halloween we would go to their house, and they would never answer the door. I ignored what appeared to be her looking at me and kept doing what I was doing. I think I was practicing some frisbee golf shots or something like that. I looked up again a while later, and she was still there facing me with the binoculars. It seemed so strange that I just stopped and stared at her to see if I was seeing correctly. She did not move. The woman was just steps from the door to go back inside. I went back to doing what I was doing and looked again a few minutes later. This time, she was gone. I was glad to see that, and I stayed outside for a while. Back then, I was outside basically every day. I'm not sure if it was the next day or a few days later, though, but I soon saw her again. This time, I was in the backyard once more, but the woman was inside of her house. She was at a window, and I don't know which room it was, but it was a window on her house on the second floor. It looked sort of out to our backyard. I'm not even sure how I saw it, because it's kind of hard to see in, but I saw her again. She had binoculars on once more, and appeared to be looking at me with them. Now, our backyard wasn't that interesting. I had no clue as to why she would be looking out into our backyard. If she was just watching me specifically, then I found that very odd. I stopped and stared at her again. I wasn't necessarily mad or annoyed with her, but I was just confused. I wanted to know what she was doing and if she was looking at me. She stayed there, staring at me, and I stared at her. She barely moved at all. This went on for like a minute or two straight. Then, finally, I saw her move out of the way from the window. I went back to playing out in the yard after that. Now, each time that this happened, I never told my parents or anybody about it. It didn't seem like that big of a deal, and by the time I would come inside, I would have usually forgotten all about it. But a while after this, maybe a week or so, I really don't know, I happened to be outside pretty late one night. It was maybe like 11 p.m. or something. It was summertime, so I would stay up later, and this also meant that it was nice outside. Now, people were using both of the bathrooms that we had in our house. I really had to go, and being a guy, when this happened, I would sometimes go out in the backyard. Even though it was really late at night, I went downstairs and then out the back door to the backyard. Then I was going to go behind this one tree that we had, but before I got a chance to even walk out to the tree, I saw something. I looked over and noticed the woman stepping out onto her deck. She then put the binoculars up to her face and appeared to look over at me. She was literally right outside of the door leading to their deck. This late at night, that was really odd. I just turned around and ran back inside. It creeped me out, and I just waited to use the bathroom after that. There was no way I was going to go back outside. Still, I forgot to tell anybody. I'm not really sure how I did, but I just did. So that night, I went to bed. My bedroom happened to be down in the basement. Our house was a split level, with two bedrooms upstairs and two bedrooms downstairs. My bedroom was partly underground and had a window that looked outside. After going to bed, I fell asleep rather quickly, but at some point, I woke up. When I did, I just remembered that I could tell it was still the middle of the night. I heard a noise coming from my window and I looked over. I was expecting to see nothing. Maybe it was a bug flying against the window with it being summertime, but what I saw was the woman literally standing right outside of my window and looking in at me. It was the craziest sight I had ever seen. I'm pretty sure I rolled off my bed to the other side away from the window and onto the carpet. Then I hid behind my bed. I didn't want to look back to the window. I stayed there for a while, and when I was finally able to look up again, she was gone. I went upstairs and told my parents about it, And the next day, my dad went over to confront them. Her husband answered the door and denied everything. He said that we were crazy, and the husband was really mad about the accusation. My dad ended up cursing him out and then leaving. The woman never even came to the door. But after that confrontation, she never did anything strange like that again. I did see her a couple of times, but she wasn't doing anything weird when I did. Those people moved away like a year later, and a new family moved in. I still think about how bizarre that situation was, though, sometimes. This is something that happened in the last apartment that I lived in. I moved into it in June of 2021 and lived there for 2 years before moving. After I'd lived there for about a year, I had a new neighbor move in next door. For some details on the apartment building, it's relatively new and was built, I believe, less than 10 years ago. I lived on the second floor and was the right before last unit on one end of it. The building has just straight hallways with units on both sides. My apartment had one bedroom, 1.5 bathrooms, a living room, and a kitchen. The new neighbor next door got the very last unit on the end. In my time living there, most of the other neighbors were very friendly. I got to know almost everyone who lived on my floor. The person who previously lived next to me was very nice and we would talk sometimes. A man moved in who didn't seem to be quite as friendly. I just talked to him once shortly after he moved in. I didn't really see him much after that at all though, maybe like once or twice, but I can't specifically think of a time that I did. Probably like 6 months after the new neighbor guy moved in next door, I was up sort of late one night. I heard some pounding on the wall coming from his side. It wasn't that loud because the walls seemed to do well with holding sound, but I did hear it. I figured maybe he was hanging something on the wall and didn't pay it much thought. However, probably the next night, I was actually woken up hearing it again. It was a little bit louder this time, but I'm also a light sleeper. I tried to just go back to bed, and eventually I did. The very next night though, I was woken up again. This time, in the middle of the night, I woke up to some sounds coming from my bathroom area. The bathroom is connected to my bedroom, and the door leading to it was mostly closed. All of the lights were out, so when I looked around, I couldn't see anything. I was sitting up in bed trying to figure out what it was that I was hearing. I was also a little bit confused from having just woken up. But then I realized what I was hearing. Somebody was in my bathroom. How they got in, I had no clue. I was sure that I had locked my doors. Then I started to hear footsteps. I jumped up from my bed and only grabbed my phone. Then on the way out, grabbed my keys and ran completely out of my apartment. I kept running down the hallway and went down the stairs. When I had made it all the way out to my car, I called my best friend. Thankfully, she was actually still awake. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. She let me come over and stay at her place for the rest of the night. The next day, we went back to my place. We carefully looked around, and I was expecting the worst. I thought maybe it would be all messed up and a bunch of my items stolen. But surprisingly, everything appeared to be in place. Nobody was inside the apartment at all, and nothing was stolen. I was so confused, because I was sure that I had heard somebody in there the night before. My friend asked me about everything that happened. As I was telling her, I walked into my bathroom to where I heard the noise. I'm sending an actual picture of my bathroom so that you can see and get an idea as to what it looked like. To describe where I heard the sounds, I realized it was near my shower. Next to my shower to the right is a very large storage cabinet, or maybe you would even call it a closet. I didn't use it much at all. I just stored extra towels and blankets in there. That's kind of where I heard the noises, and I opened it up. When I did, I saw that some things in there were actually a little bit out of place. Then I moved a towel and saw that the wall had a significant crack in it. At least that's what I thought it was. I hadn't remembered it looking at all like that before. On the other side of the wall was my neighbor, the new guy. That's when I realized that he might have been the one in my apartment. I moved the crack a little and realized that a big chunk of the wall could be removed. Horrified, I moved away from there, and my friend and I left. We called the police and apartment management. They did an investigation, and the guy later admitted to creating a hole in the wall and entering my place. He never said what his intentions were, though. I'm glad that I didn't have to deal with him for the last few months that I lived there, but I ended up moving when my lease was up. I just couldn't live there anymore after what had happened. I'm also really glad that I heard the sound when I did and was able to leave my apartment so fast. I'm going to tell you a horrifying story of my next door neighbor I used to have. I live in a single family home with my wife and our dog Sparky in a residential neighborhood. There are quite a few different houses on our street, and we have 1 acre of land, as do most of the neighbors. We've lived here for 5 years now, ever since getting married. Our next door neighbor had been quite a jerk since the day he moved in. He had been nothing short of a nightmare and started living next door to us about a year after we moved in. His name was Dan, and I know that he was recently divorced. I understand that that can be hard, and it's okay to be going through a difficult time, but that was no excuse for his behavior. I'm only guessing that that's what caused him to act the way that he did. To give some examples, I would say most houses on our street are pretty nice and well-maintained. They're not all that large, but the grass is green and mowed frequently. Most people also have nice landscape and flowers and such. The first time I talked to Dan, he insulted our flowers, saying that we should replace them all and they looked bad. He also made bad comments about my car, a Ford Fusion, saying that it was terrible. He wasn't joking either, like my wife thought he was when I told her about it. She soon found out for herself. When she was outside in the backyard once, she said that he told her our house was the ugliest on the block. When I went outside after, I saw him standing in his backyard, seemingly drunk, telling me to F off. After these first few interactions, I tried to stay away from Dan. The next time I talked to him was like a month later, when he came over to tell us that we needed to keep our dog inside at all times. We would sometimes have Sparky out in the front or backyard on a leash. The leash would be attached to a stake in the ground. We did not have a fence around our property at all, but Sparky's leash was not nearly long enough to even come close to reaching past the property line. Dan claimed that he hated dogs and did not want to have to see it in our front yard. I basically took my turn and told him to F off. He angrily walked away. And after that, we didn't interact, but he still made his presence known. He would start leaving his stuff on our property. There were no fences, but there was pretty obvious property lines. Anybody with common sense would be able to tell where it changed from our yard to Dan's. He put his old canoe in the backyard, almost completely on our property. He also had an old patio table that he put in our yard. One day, I had enough, and I moved both of these things over about 10 feet until they were completely in his yard. I was even thinking of having a fence put up because of him. I didn't want to let him win. But just the very next day, my wife came inside in the evening and told me that Sparky was missing. He had been out in the yard on his leash like he often was. The leash was still there, as was his collar, but he was gone. At first, we thought he somehow slipped out of his collar. Dogs can do that sometimes, and I didn't know how else to explain it. My wife and I took to the streets and started searching all around the neighborhood for Sparky. We went to several neighbors' houses and asked them if they had seen him at all, but nobody had. We were worried like crazy and didn't know how this could have happened. For hours, we searched the area until about 9 p.m. When we got back home, I just went into the backyard as my wife went inside to call more neighbors and ask them. That's when I heard a faint bark. I thought maybe it was a neighbor's dog at first, but I just had this feeling like it was Sparky. I walked over to where I had heard it, which happened to be in Dan's backyard. I called out Sparky's name and heard the barking again. I ran over and heard that it was coming from inside Dan's shed that he had in his backyard. I tried opening it, but there was a large lock on it and I couldn't get it open. I ran to Dan's house and pounded on his front door like crazy. He didn't answer though. I was knocking on his door for like 5 minutes without a response. So after that, I called the police. When they arrived, they heard Sparky barking from inside the shed. A short time later, they were finally able to open it. Sure enough, Sparky was inside, and we pressed charges. He didn't get that heavy of a penalty though, I think he just got probation. But he did have to move out of the neighborhood, which I was really glad to see. I'm hoping that I never see him again. This happened when I was a kid. During that time, I lived with my family in a two-story home on a typical residential street. For some reason, I had always thought that our next-door neighbor was creepy. I didn't have a good reason why. because I was just a kid and I never really interacted with him or anything. I didn't see him that often, but I didn't really want to. The guy was short, sort of thin, and didn't come outside very much. He also didn't seem that friendly, but I really didn't know a whole lot about him. All I knew was that he just gave me a bad feeling. Well, one night, my brother was at his friend's house and my parents went grocery shopping. I was about 12 and was home alone doing homework. I know that I had a lot of homework that night, or else I would have gone with my parents to go to the store. It was dark out and I was in my bedroom on the second floor. Probably about 30 minutes after my parents left, there was a knock on the front door. Immediately, something about this seemed off. It was like 8 p.m. and dark out. Who would be knocking at this time? I knew that we weren't expecting anyone. I sat there in my room, thinking of the possibilities. Then, they knocked again. I left my bedroom and walked over to my brother's bedroom, where there was a view of the front door. When I went to his window and looked out, I saw the next door neighbor. The guy was standing right there on the front step. What could he want? I didn't know. What I did know was that I was not going to open up the door for him. I stayed where I was and watched him. He was just standing there looking around. I saw him press his face up against the window, then he stepped back and casually started walking away. He cut through the grass back towards his yard. I thought that he would be gone then, and I started to feel better. I returned to my bedroom, only to be interrupted about a minute later. What I heard was the sound of somebody at the back door. Now I could kind of see this area from my bedroom window. I looked out and saw the man trying to open the back door. Thankfully, it was locked. He then stayed at the door for a while before finally walking away. I was really scared now. This guy had actually tried entering our house. I had been right to think that he was creepy. After a few minutes went by, I went downstairs to make sure that he was gone. When I got down there, as soon as I entered the dining room, I saw him looking in the window. He looked right at me and then moved out of sight. That was a really scary moment. I turned and ran all the way back upstairs. I had no cell phone back then, so I had to go back downstairs to make a call. For several minutes, I was too scared to. Finally, I left my bedroom and went back downstairs. Then I called my parents, who luckily were on their way home. When they got home, I told them all about it. My dad went over to talk to the neighbor, but he didn't answer the door. We considered calling the police, but didn't. Honestly, we should have. The next day, my dad went back to the guy's house again. This time, he answered and denied everything. After that, I was terrified of him and didn't want to be home by myself. My family and I ended up moving from that house across town less than a year later after this. We didn't move because of the man. It was because of my dad's work, but I'm glad that we moved away from him. I'm not sure why he tried to go into our house, but I'm really glad that he didn't. I live alone in a one-bedroom apartment. I live on the first floor, and this is something that happened not too long ago. In fact, it was just a few weeks ago, and is still very fresh in my mind. I've lived in this apartment building for a little over a year. Even though I've lived here for a while, though, I really don't know many of my neighbors. I do know a couple, but most of the people here kind of keep to themselves. Everyone who I've interacted with has been very nice, though. The building is pretty large, and I'm not sure how many people live here, but it's a lot. One night, I was by myself watching a movie. It was pretty late, maybe like 11 p.m. I was in the living room and on the couch, and out of nowhere heard a knock at my front door. I wondered who could be knocking on my door so late. I paused the movie and got up from the couch. When I got to the front door, I checked. My next door neighbor was there. I recognized him, and I really didn't know him all that well, but I had said hi to him in the hallways once or twice. I unlocked the door and was going to open it. I had no reason to think anything suspicious of him. But as soon as I unlocked the door, I heard him walking away quickly. By the time I had opened up the door, he was gone. I even heard his door closing moments later, but didn't see him. I just shook my head and went back to my living room. This was very strange, but whatever. Maybe 20 minutes later, it happened again though. I was sitting on the couch and heard a knock on the door. I walked over faster this time. When I got there, I looked out the peephole. I saw my neighbor running away from the door before I had even tried opening it. Now this was really odd. I didn't know what he was doing. For the rest of that night, though, he didn't come back. The next morning, as I was leaving my apartment to go to work, I had the thought to ask him what the deal was. I stopped at his door and knocked. He answered and was really friendly and seemed normal. I told him about the night before and asked him what was going on. He acted all confused and said that he had no idea what I was talking about. I told him that I was sure I had seen him. He still denied it though, and said that it must have been somebody that looked like him or something. I wasn't really buying this. I just agreed with him to be nice and then left. I got back from work that afternoon and things were pretty normal for the rest of the day. Fast forward to that night though. I went out onto my balcony just briefly to see how the weather was. I wasn't out there for long and went back inside. We have balconies on the first floor, but they're like 2 feet above ground, so it's the same thing as the people's balconies on the second and third floors, just not high up at all. It makes it so everybody can have an outdoor space that's the same, and the landscape doesn't allow for the first floor residents to have patios. Anyways, after I went inside, I was in my bedroom when suddenly I heard my sliding door from the balcony opening. I first went towards the noise and looked out to the living room. I saw my next door neighbor entering my apartment. I ran to my bedroom, closed the door, and locked it. Just moments later, he arrived at the door and tried opening it. I wasted no time and got out my phone and called the police. I yelled at him that I was calling the police as well. He tried opening the door a couple of more times, and then banged on it a few times as well, but said nothing. Then, only a few seconds later, I heard him walking away and he was gone. The police showed up a while after that, and I reported the whole thing. At first, my neighbor denied it, but there were security cameras outside which proved his guilt. I'm really glad that the cameras were there. I haven't had to worry about him since, and he's not allowed to go near me. I still live in my apartment, but always make sure to lock the balcony door.